Okay, excuse me. So we are on the top of Daf Yud Daled Amud Aleph, and we've been speaking about the Yud Ches Dovar, and we began yesterday at the bar where we spoke. We ended off with the Braisa on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, where we said Ma'inenu Shmoneh Asar Dovar, and we quoted the Mishnah in Masechet Zavim, and we listed 10 things. 10 things from the Yud Ches Dovar. And what we said at the beginning was, Ha'eichel Eichel Rishon Ve'eichel Eichel Sheni. If a person eats an Eichel Rishon or an Eichel Sheni, then they become a Sheni. And being that they become a Sheni, so they would now be Metame Truma.
Sorry, can I ask where we are up to?
Yeah, we are going to begin on Yudalon of an Aleph, and we are... Yudalon of an Aleph, we're about 7 or 8 lines down. First word in the line, my timer.
Okay, thank you.
My
so
timer.
Much.
So again, we said if a person eats an Eichel Rishon or an Eichel Sheni, so they become Tamei. So that now, if they go and they touch Truma, they will pass all the Truma. Excuse me. I'm still under the weather. Excuse me. They will pass all the Truma. So the Gemara says, my time of Gozru Bei Rabban and Tuma. Yeah? 2, 4, 6, about 8 lines down, Yudalam and Aleph. My time of Gozru Bei Rabban and Tuma. So why is it that Chazal, why is it that the Tamidim of Shammai and Hillel made this gzeira that if a person eats a rishon or a sheni l'tuma, they themselves become tummy, so that they are metame truma. My time begozru be rabban and tuma, says the Gemara, the zimnin to achel eichlin tumeyin. Because we just need to make sure everyone's on mute. If everyone could just make sure they're muted, because otherwise.
Yeah, where's the sound? Where's the green one?
Mutes. Great. So says the Gemara, the reason why they made this gezera is the zimn da achel eichlin tmeyim. So let's say a person eats food which is tame, which a person is allowed to do, regular chulin food which is tame, person is allowed to eat. But what's the concern? V'shakel mashkin de truma, and then a person is going to wash it down with a glass of truma wine. V'shakel mashkin de truma v'shadi lapume, and they're going to drink it. And by doing so, the truma wine is going to become tame in the person's mouth, and there's an issa d'oraisa to do so. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says it's about 20 lines down. Rashi says, let's upasaluhu vatera his hira al hatruma l'shamra b'tara. Dechsev es mishmeris trumaisai. Lefikach gozru ba'eichel eichlin tzmein shelo yehi rogel eitzel truma. So, therefore, they made a gzeir and they said, in order to prevent you from eating dvarin tzmeim together with truma tahira, we're going to say that if a person eats an eichel tame, it's going to make you tame. So that you now would pass all the truma. That's what Rashi says is the reason. There's an interesting mashah over here. The mashah says, like this. The mashah says, Lo yihavi tzorich lefarish kein. Ela da'adifa minei deka'achel truma tmeya shibemisa. Why didn't we say that a person eats truma tmeya? And if a person eats truma tmeya, there's misa b'dei shamayim. So that's the Mashah's Kasha on Rashi. And it's interesting, the Pnei Yeshua over here, he quotes the Mashah, so sorry, 1 second, you've downed him an aleph, here we go. Kasava Mashah, Dadiva mini havimati lefrech tekachol chumetz me'ashi b'misa, says the Pnei Yeshua, oba mechilas kvoidei divri shkageheim. When do we say this Misa B'dei Shemayim? If the person eats Truma Tahira and they themselves are Tomei. Mashein kein betahar. Sha'oichal truma tmeya. If the person is tahar, and it's just that the truma has become tmeya, lekechi of misa el alav greida. Ul l'shitas harash bezal bechidush of afiru lav nami leka. Ein sham. So al kaponim, we're saying over here, Rashi's saying, the reason why Chazal made the gzeirah that if a person eats a rishon or a sheni, they themselves become tummy, is for fear that they would come to wash it down with a truma liquid, with a truma grape juice and so on, and they would pass on the truma. So that is why they made a gzeirah on if you eat oichel rishon sheni. So again, my time because of your abundant tuma, the zimna, the achol, eichlin tmei, and v'shakal mashkin, the truma v'shadi lepume. That's that. Upasale. Shreis the mashkin tmein. My time a gozru be rabban and tuma. Now we ask, so why do they make gzera if a person drinks mashkin tmein for a similar type of concern? The zimnin de shasa mashkin tmein. So you're drinking the liquid which is tame, which you're perfectly entitled to do so. The shokyel eichlin de truma. And this is going to be less common. Whilst you're having a drink, whilst you're drinking, you're going to take truma food and you're going to eat the food whilst you're drinking, which is much less likely for a person to do, but it could happen, says the Gemara. So that's why they made a gzeir and they said, if you drink mashkim tmeim, it's going to be metama you, insofar as that now you would passel truma because we're scared. You might otherwise have some truma when you're drinking your drink. Says the Gemara, Haino Hach, it's pretty much one and the same. Isn't that pretty much the same gzeira? Says the Gemara, Ma'o detei maha shchichi v'ha lei shchichi. I might have said that the first case is really the one which is shchiach, meaning to say that it's that much more common if a person is eating food to wash it down by drinking something afterwards, and I would have said maybe there, and only there, that's when they made the gzeira. If you eat eichlin tmeim, because it's common to wash it down, maybe they would have said, if you eat eichlin tmeim, we're going to make you into a sheni that you're going to passel truma. But if you're drinking mashkim tmeim, being that it's much less likely to, so to speak, wash it down with food, you just don't usually do that, it's much less common, so you might have thought that Chazal would not have made a gzeira in such an instance. Tamash malah, nevertheless, they did make a gzeira, and therefore at this stage we have both if you eat an eichel rishon or sheni, or if you drink mashkim tmeim, in all those cases we said they were metamayu. Fine. So now we continue with the next case in the Yud Chas Davar, and we spoke about Haba Reishe Verubay B'mayim Shuvim. So if you recall, we said that the reason what happened, we said you had a person who was tummy. He went to the mikvah. He's a tful yom. But being that there used to be tevel in Ma'aris, where the mayim was mayim sruchim, they would afterwards have a bath, a nice clean water. Says the Gemara, Haba Reishe Verubay B'mayim Shuvim, my time ago Zubi Rabban and Tuma, why did they say in a person who has a bath, after going to the mikvah, becomes tamei, and like we saw yesterday in Tesfas, that the nature of the tumah is as such that you're going to remain tamei until you go to the mikvah again. So my time, agazibir rabban and tumah, amr bibi, amr basi, shibetchila hayuteyovlin b'mei ma'areis mechunasim usruchim. Originally, they would go to the mikvah in the ma'ar, in the cave, and the water there was static, unclean water. And then they would bathe in Mayim Shuvim afterwards to cleanse themselves. As in literally to clean themselves off from the foul water. And it became pretty much like a standard thing. You go to the mikvah and you are matar yourself, but then you cleanse yourself from the foul smelling water. So it became a standard modus operandi. This is what they would do. So kava hischilu vasam keva gozra leim tuma, and that's why they made a gzera of tuma if a person goes to the bath afterwards. Says the Gemara, my keva am rabaya shaya aimrim loy elu mitarin ela elu ve elu mitarin. People started to mistakenly conclude that the only way you become properly tahar is if you go to the mikvah and then you take a bath. You need to do both. Go to the mikvah, and then you take a bath. Says, frankly, the Gemara Kasha, says, Rava, Amalei Rava, my nafkamina. So what? That in and of itself is not a reason to make a gzeira. Meaning, if we knew, bivados, that a person would always go to the mikvah, what do I care if a person jumps in the bath afterwards? A person jumps in the bath, or a person puts on deodorant, or a person does 101 different things. But if I know that a person will always go to the mikvah, what do I care if they do something afterwards? So that's Rava's kasha. My nafkamina, hakatavli, bahana. At the end of the day, they will always go to the mikvah, and therefore, what potential mikshal is there over here? Elam Rava, you know what the concern is? Shahayu Aymrim loy elu mitarin. El elu mitarin. The concern is that people might start to think that really what generates and causes the tahara is the bath afterwards. It's not going to the mikvah. It's having the bath afterwards. You know, it could be that some people might only see the person going into the cave, and they won't necessarily know that the cave is where they first go to the mikveh. They might just think they're going for the bath afterwards, and so on. So they might start to make the wrong conclusion and think that it's really the bath which is actually being matar the person, and not the mikveh. And that we can already understand why there is a potential kilkel. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says it's about 2, 4, 6, 8 lines down before the lines get wider. Rashi says, Loi elu, Loi elu de mikvah lavada mitarin, ela elu ve elu mitarin, demiteh shahurgulu hakol bakach, loi hayu yodin shalahavar hazuma hayu ashuvin boyin ela latar, which and came along Rav and said, so what? My nafkala mina. Kevin Shakulan Taven Tilba Mikva, my ichbas le rabbonin imasua hataven keva achat fila. So what if they have a shower afterwards? Big deal. So we said, Ela elu mitarin. The Hashir and Dilma Asi Livtule Teres Mikva. Ultimately, the concern is that some people might not end up going to the mikvah at all. Dilma Asi Livtule Teres Mikva. Vatevlin Bishuavin. Tera Amra Ach Mayin Ubar Mikvi Mayin Vegemer, and so on. So that is the concern. It's very interesting. We have over here an interesting situation where what the people used to do, they would go to the mikvah, and then after going to the mikvah, they would bathe, they would take a bath. And we said Chazal made a gzeira for fear that you might come to think that really the second stage is really what's creating an effective, the state of Tahara. I believe it's a tshuva of Rav Moshe, when Rav Moshe speaks about couples exchanging rings under the chuppah, where Rav Moshe discusses this, that shaila, and he goes into the reasons why it's halachically problematic to do so. One reason is possibly because of the chukasim leisei leichu, but another reason is that if people are going to start to think that really it's the second stage which is really affecting and creating the chaleis kedushin, meaning once you get married and then the chassan gives the kala ring, so then it's a done deal. It shouldn't really make a difference what happens afterwards. But if now the kala gives the chassan a ring afterwards, and people might start to make this type of a mistake, and they might start to think that really that is what's happened. They might miss the first. They might not witness the chassan giving the kala the ring, and they'll see the kala giving the chassan the ring, and they'll think that's the way that you affect the kedushin and so on. So we find this type of concern, which the place can raise in other types of more modern situations, that in a situation where people might only see the second stage and they won't see the first stage, and they will erroneously conclude that the second stage is really what's creating, what's affecting, what's creating this chaleis teira, and then there's room to make a gzeira. Okay, good. Then we said, Vatar Shanafla Ray Shaver Ruba Ishle Shalugin Maim Shuv, and we said so too, even though it was more common for a person to bathe as opposed to taking a shower is much more of a common practice. So therefore they said if a person does something which is less common, namely they allow 3 lugins worth of mayim to be poured over themselves, the person becomes tamei. My time begins with Rabbanim Tuma, says the Gemara, the Eloi Ha, Loi Kai Maha, meaning even though you're right, there's no real reason why they need to do this to a person who's Tahar, but they had to do this, the only way to ensure that there wouldn't be a calamity with regards to people who became Tamei, who subsequently poured Mayim over themselves, was to say that anyone who has Mayim poured over himself is going to be Tamei Legabe Tuma. If you look at Rashi explains three lines down, my taima halav la'acha tfila hava, meaning a regular person who's tar and he has three lugs worth of Mayim Shuvim poured over him, why would Chazal make Gzeira? I mean, what possible reason is there to make Gzeira in such a case? So Rashi says, Ilav de Gaza afla tar leikaim Gzeira haba acha tfila, then they wouldn't be able to enforce the Gzeira of a person who was Tomei, and they did so after Tvila. Damri Maishna Hai Mihai. And therefore, like we explained, that being that it was uncommon for a Tar person to shower, it was more common for a person to actually bathe, to immerse in a bath, and so on. So for a Tar person to do something which is less common, and have Gimel Lugin of Mayim Shuvim poured over himself, which is more the practice of someone who's Tomei, therefore they made a Gzeira, and they said, a person now would be considered to be like a sheni, that they would pass al shuma.
Rabbi, what's the Indian of shlosha lugin here? The previous case was just habor rishon v'ruba v'mayim shuvim. There was no measurement, and now we're giving a measurement.
Right. I mean, it seems to be that was the amount of mayim, I guess, which was commonly poured over someone who was tamei afterwards. I'm not sure exactly why and where that shear comes from, but I'm assuming that's what was commonly done for a person who was tummy. So we're just using that shear, I think. Okay, now we said the sefer. So we said if a sefer comes in contact with truma, so now the sefer, it passes the truma. So this seems to be a very strange thing. If you have a Torah, a Nevi'im, or a Ksuvim which comes in contact with truma, it passes the truma, makes the truma tummy. Says the Gemara of a sefer, my time a gazer be ravanim tuma. Amar of mishar shia shibetchila hayimatznien es eichlin the truma itzel sefer Torah. So originally people would hide and keep their truma by sifrei Torah. The amru, what was their justification in doing so? Hai kodesh v'hai kodesh. They would say that both of them are kodesh, in which case it's an appropriate place to store and to keep the truma. Kaven de kachazu de kaasu lidei pseida, but once they saw that this caused a hefsid to the svarim, gazru be rabbanan tuma. What does it mean it caused the pseida? Rashi says, five lines down, lidei pseida achbarim mitsuyim eitzel eichlin umafsidin es sefer. So, meaning the rats are going to smell the food, they're going to search out the food, and we know that the rats nibble through everything, and the rats would end up making holes and be mevaza the sifrei Torah also. So therefore they said, if a sefer comes anywhere near a truma, it's going to passel the truma, and hence people would not be interested in storing their truma in close proximity to a sefer Torah. Rashi says, "Ava b'chulin loy hutzruchu ligzar to belav hachinami lehayu neisim chaylet l'kodesh." People would never have the audacity to hide and to keep their chulin food by a sefer Torah. Therefore, that was unnecessary to do. Fine. So that is the reason why they made a gzeira on a unsafer. So again, sefer my time, my gazi be rabbanan tum amr mishashish tchilei matzines eichlin tshum etzel sefer Torah v'am ha'hai kodesh v'hai kodesh kevin k'chaz d'ka'os l'ipseida. Fine. They are Yodayim. Why did they make Exera on Yodayim? Because one's hands have a mind of their own, and they are moving all over the place. So there's an interesting Rashi over here. Rashi says, Askani Ezhein, what does that mean? V'noigin bifsare ubamakim tinefis. So it touches one's flesh, places which are usually covered, v'ginai l'trum avakach, v'nimas la'eichlin, Kishmegeh ba biyodai misuavis. So it's simply considered to be a gnai for truma. It's a lack of respect, and people might be disgusted from it, and so on. Ad kan divrei Rashi. Rashi says, "Rabbi Seinu mafarshim hayshirin shemen nagu yadav betuma v'nitzma." So Rashi brings b'shem Rabbeisav that the concern is that maybe one's hands actually touched something which is properly tamei, and therefore there's a real tuma consideration over here. Says Rashi, "V'kasha li imke neches shemen naga b'avatuma." So if that's the concern, and then maybe you touch an avatum of an insurrection. V'yitamena, and it should not just pasal truma, which we said is the jargon which we use to express that the tumor becomes tummy, but the tumor does not transmit and go any further, but rather it should be metama the truma, which means that the truma becomes tummy, and it becomes tummy even further. So if the concern is that maybe you touched an avatuma, you touch something tummy, maybe you touch an avatuma. V'oid maishna yadayim l'chudayu b'chol gufay nigzar l'fsal truma shema nagu yadav betuma. So why is it that they made gzeris specifically on people's hands? What about if your feet, if your leg touches the truma? It should also be metamit. V'nitzma kol gufay. V'oid a third kasha. Leitiz gilu binatila ala betzvila. If a person might have touched an avatuma, so then maybe you need to go to the mikveh properly. So Rashi asks three kashas on Rabbi. So number one, maybe you touched an avatuma. Why specifically the hands? And number three, you should need to do tefila mamish. So sort of the Ritva says b'lei kushya. So the Ritva seems to say, at the end of the day, it is a chashash, it's a concern, it's a chashash ba'alma, and this chashash to Rabbanan was limited and was capped in allowing one to deal with the chashash through netilas yadayim as opposed to with tefillah and so on. But al kopanim was saying that the reason why Chazal made a gzeira on the yadayim is because the yadayim are askanies. Good. Now we're going to see later on, don't we know that Shlomo HaMelech was the one who made a takana on yadayim? And here we're saying this is from the Yud Ches Davar. This is from Shammai and Hillel. So Gemara is going to ask soon that surely this is a Takana Keduma. This goes back hundreds and hundreds of years earlier to the time of Shlomo HaMelech. Fine. Good. Now we said in the Braisa Tana, Af Yodayim Habois Machmas Sefer Poisleis Esatruma. Not only do we say that yodayim, if one's hands touch truma, and you haven't washed your hands, then the hands passel the truma. But if your hands touched a bear, say for Torah, then your hands become tamei, and they will passel truma. And we'll see in a minute the obvious question. The obvious question is, well, if your hands anyway have the capacity to passel truma, so why do we need to say if your hands touch a bear, say for Torah, then your hands become tamei and your hands pass al truma. Anyway, your hands pass al truma. So we'll see in a minute. But let's see. So says the Braisa, Af yadayim habois machnu sefer paislas es truma mishum the Rebbe Parnach. Because of Rebbe Parnach's din, the Amar Rebbe Parnach, Amar b'yechanan ha'eches sefer Torah arum, Nikbar Arum. If a person touches the actual cloth of a Sefer Torah, so there will be a punishment or a consequence in that Nikbar Arum, the person will be buried naked. Freg de Gemara Arum Salkadaitach. Do you mean to say you will literally be buried naked? Can you say such a thing? It's interesting. The Ritva says over here, the Ritva explains this Gemara. Sorry, I'll just open it up. The Ritva says, Nikbar Arum Salta Daitach, Frek the Ritva Tema. My Kashale. What's Shver? Deina Hanami, Mita Keneged Mito. It seems a very befitting Mita Keneged Mito. So what's the Gemara's Tzmiya? Arum Salta Daitach. It's not an einesh to be buried naked. The kapara hilai mishum ve'el ofer toshuv. So that's like the normal. That's the normal thing. That's what's normal, and that is the tikkun. That is a normal natural consequence and a natural tikkun kapara for a person to be buried naked. So it doesn't make sense that if a person is mezalzel and is mevaze and is holding the klaf of the Sefer Torah, so then they will be nikba arum. So the Gemara says, El amr b'zera arum b'lei mitzvahs. It means you will be bereft naked of mitzvahs. In fact, the Gemara, b'lei mitzvahs salkadaitach, what a person is going to lose out on all of their mitzvahs because they touch the klaf of the Sefer Torah. They will lose out on that mitzvah. Now, what does that mean? So if you look at the bottom Tesvus, the bottom line of the page, Tesvus says, "Beloy oisa mitzvah." Im oichzei lil mitboy ein leischar shal oisei limud. Im bishvil legoyloy ein mekapel schar al hagalila. So that means if a person is holding a sefer Torah and holding the klaf directly, and learning Torah from it directly, so you will lose out on the schar of the mitzvah. And so too, if a person does galila, and they hold the klaf directly, they will lose out on the schar of galila. We know that when a person does hagba, and sometimes they go and they spread it several columns, which a person shouldn't really do that, once you've shown three amud and that's sufficient. But sometimes if a person does a big hagba, and then it starts to droop in the middle. So what we do is we take a talis so we don't directly touch the klaf of the Sefer Torah and so on. Fine. Good. Says the Gemara. Now the Gemara goes back and asks this obvious question, which we pointed out, this obvious difficulty. Again, where are we holding now? We're saying, number one, ones yodayim are considered to be shnius and that they pasul truma. That means any hands which are unwashed, if they touch truma, they pasul the truma, they make the truma tame, it's pasul. Number two, if your hands touched an uncovered sefer Torah, then your hands pasul truma. So says the Gemara, hey gaza bereisha. Which one of these two gezeiras did they say first? Ilema ha gaza bereisha. If initially they made a gzeira on one's hands to say that one's hands are going to be shniyos, one's hands are going to be tamei, kaven dahach gaza bereisha hasulamali. Once they made a gzeira and they said that your hands are tamei, why would they need to make a second gzeira and say, and if your hands touch the cloth of a sefer Torah, those hands are going to be tamei? It's unnecessary. Hasulamali. Says the Gemara, Ella hach gaza bereisha. Originally they made a gzeira that yodayim habo'is machmas sefer are going to be tamei. And then they made another gzeira, a categorical gzeira, that all hands in all circumstances, unless they've been washed, are considered to be shniyos, and they will pass al truma. So Ella hach gaza bereisha, hach gaza bekul yodayim. Good. Then we said, Tful yom. Another one on the list, we said, is Tful Yom. So, Frek the Gemara Kasha, Tful Yom is the Araisa. So here we're discussing the Yud Ches Dovar, that the Tamidei Shama and Tamidei Hillel were Gozer. Why are we including Tful Yom? Tful Yom is the Araisa. Yeah, that means you've gone to the Mikvah, you still need to wait for Harav Shemesh, and then and only then are you going to be Tahar. Says the Gemara, you're right. Mimikan Tvul Yom. We will have to remove Tvul Yom from the list. If you just look at Tesis directly across, Tesis says, Mimikan Tvul Yom. Leimin HaMishnah. We're not coming to remove Tvul Yom from the list in the Mishnah of Zavim. That's not what we're coming to do. Ela deleyavi miminyan yudchas davar. We're saying it cannot be that the Tful Yom is from the Gzeiras Yudchas Davar of Tamid Shammai Tamid Hillel, if Midyaraisa Tful Yom passes Truma. That's all we're doing. Fine. Then we said that Eichlin Shenitmu B'Mashkin. So again, food which became Tame from Mashkin, we said that food now is going to pass al Truma. So says the Gemara B'Mashkin Demai. What were these mashkin? What were they? Ilema b'mashkin haboyin machmesheretz. If these were mashkin which came into contact with the sheretz, diraisa minu. So then the nature of tuma would be a tuma diraisa. Why dechsev v'chol mashke asher yishase? If you look at Rashi says over here diraisa hi. Shehamashkin risha, meaning a sheretz touched mashkin. So let's say sheretz touched grape juice. So now shehamashkin risha. Now the grape juice is going to be a risha. V'ha'oichel sheni, and that oichel is a sheni. U'pesel truma liyeshlishi, and now it passes the truma. That the truma is now a shlishi. So that's not from the yudches davar. That is something which is going to be a din taira. So that's not from the Yudchas Davar. So again, if it's mashkin with a mashkin the king tummy because it touched the sheretz, that is the rice. That's not Yudchas Davar. The chesivichol mashkin sheyishasa ella b'mashkin haboyin machmas yodayim ugzeira misha mashkin haboyin machmas sheretz. So what's the case? The case is that someone's hands touched mashkin. And then the mashkin touched food. So that is only midrabanan. That's clearly going to be only a tumah derabanan. And the reason why they enforce this tumah derabanan is because being that there is a case of mashkin which could be metame midyaraisa, namely the case which we just mentioned, the mashkin which was boyin machmas asheretz, if the sheretz touched a liquid and the liquid touched a food, that would be metame the truma midyaraisa. So being that there is a case of a mashkin, of oichlin haboyin machmas mashkin, which would be midyaraisa, therefore they made a gzera, even in a case of mashkin boyin machmas yadayim, that it's going to be tame. Good. Then we said, kelim shnitzbu b'mashkin. So again, let's remind ourselves. We said that kelim is like Adam, and kelim only becomes tummy if it touches an avatuma. A keli cannot become tummy from a rishon; it can only become tummy from an av. So we're saying over here that if a keli was nitma from mashkin, so then the keli passes truma. So what happened over here? What's the case? Kelim shnitzmu b'mashkin, kelim de'itzmu b'mashkin demai. What type of mashkin came into contact with the kelim that we're saying it's only going to be a din derabanan white tamei? Eilein b'mashkin dezav. If the keli came in contact with one of the liquids of a zav, like let's say the roik or the shechva zera of a zav, d'iraisin inu. That's not going to be because of Yudchas Davar. That's not going to be a Gzeir Derabanan. That is the Araisa. Dechsev, Chiyorek Hazav Batar. If you look at the Pasuk says, Chiyorek Hazav Batar, Vechibes Begodov. Meaning it makes the Tar Tameh insofar as he is Metameh things weiter. He needs to now be Mechabes his clothing. Verachetz Bamayim Batameh Ad Arev. So, Chiyorek Hazav Batar, Masha Biyad Tahar. That which was in the hands of the Tahar, I have been mitama you, says the Torah. So that can't be the case of Yudchas Davar, because that is the Araisa, if the Keli came in contact with the Mashka Vazov. Ella b'mashkin aboyin machmesheretz. So the case is where the Mashka came in contact, machmesheretz, the Gzeira mishum mashkin dezov. Meaning, let's say the sheretz touched a mashka, the sheretz is an av, the sheretz touched the mashke is a rishon. That mashke, which is a rishon, cannot be metame keli, because we just said a keli can only become tame from an avatuma. A keli cannot become tame from a rishon. So really, if the mashke became tame from a sheretz, the mashke can be metame the keli. Nevertheless, we made a gzeira, and we said if the mashkin came in contact with it with a sheretz, we're going to say it's going to be tame, it's going to pass al truma, gzeira mishum, a mashkin dissolve. Fine. Good. So we've explained this reshima of this Mishnah in Masechta Zavim, of the things which are included in the Yud Ches Davar. And now the Gemara, the last thing which we're going to discuss now is Yodayim. So we said the one of the Yud Ches Davar was Yodayim. Meaning to say, the Talmidim, the Beis Sham and the Beis Hillel made a gzeira on Stam Yodayim because Yodayim are Askanyei's hand. So, frag the Gemara Kasha, what do you mean? Frag the Gemara Kasha, V'yodayim, Talmidei Shammai V'Hillel Gozer. Shammai V'Hillel Gozer. It wasn't the base Shammai and the base Hillel. It was Hillel and Shammai themselves who made the Gzeira. The Tanya. Yosef ben Yehezer ish Tzreda, V'Yosef ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim Gozeru Tumah al Eretz Ha'amim, V'al Klei Zechuchos. We'll come back to this in a second. But in that generation, they made a gzera on chutz la'aretz and on glass kalim. We'll see Rashi in a minute. Shimon ben Shotach tikin ksuba le'isha. He was mistaken ksuba for a woman. We'll see Rashi in a minute on this. V'gazar tuma al klei matris. And he also made a gzera on certain types of klei matris, which Rashi says, we're going to learn later on in the sugya what that means, because kli matris becomes tamei midiraisa. So we'll see what does it mean that Shimon ben Shatach made was gozer tumah on kli matris. We'll see later on in the sugya. But for l'inyanenu, Shammai v'Hillel gozru tumah l'yadayim. It says the braisa that Shammai and Hillel, they were the ones who were gozer tumah on yadayim. So in fact, the Gemara Tasha, how can you say that yadayim are shniyais, and they pass al truma? It's from the Yud Ches Davar of Beis Sham and Beis Hillel. It was a gzera keduma. It was a gzera of Shammai and Hillel. Says the Gemara, v'chitem Shammai v'siyatoi v'Hillel v'siyatoi. Maybe when it says it was Shammai and Hillel, it doesn't mean literally Shammai and Hillel, but it means Shammai and his Talmidim. Hillel and his Talmidim. Can't say that either. These Yud Ches Davar, at least the way Rashi learns, originally they argued about it, and then Shammai proved that they were larger than Hillel. The Talmidei Shammai were greater in number than the Talmidim of Hillel, and therefore they forced the Beis Hillel to accept, and they all unanimously made this gezeira. There were 18 things which they initially argued over, and then eventually they made these 18 gezeiras. The ilu Hillel the Shammai lenechliku ela begimel megoymos, and we know that Hillel and Shammai themselves only argued about 3 things. So you cannot say when it says that Hillel and Shammai made a gezeira on Yadayim, really it means Hillel visiyate and Shammai visiyate. It means the base Hillel and the base Shammai, because it says that originally they had an argument about these things, and then they made the gzeirus of Yud Ches Davar, and we know that they only argued about 3 things. Ela begimul mekemes, the amr of huna begimul mekemes nechliku. They only argued in 3 things. The chitema, maybe you'll say asu inu gaza litlis. Maybe you'll tell me that originally Hillel and Shammai made a gzeira that if one's hands come in contact with truma, you shouldn't eat the truma, but you shouldn't burn the truma. It should be considered to be in limbo. It should be truma tluya. Maybe you'll say that. So in other words, maybe you'll say that Shammai and Hillel made a gzeira for tluya, and Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel made a gzera for Srefa, meaning they said that we are going to treat your hands like they're mamish shniyos, that they will parcel the truma and you have to burn them. And that was pshat in the two stages of the gzeiros. So again, chitzim id asu inu does a litlais v'asu tamidayu v'gazru lisreif. Can't say that either. V'amr ilfa yadayim tchilas gzeirasim lisreifa. Ilfa reported that the history of the gzeira of yadayim from the very beginning was for sreifa, not for tliyah. So you cannot say it was done in two stages. Stage number one, tliyah. Stage number two, sreifa. You can't say that either. Ella. Asu inu gaza. Shaman Hillel made a gzeira on Yadayim. Vele kiblu minayu. And Klal Yisrael did not accept the gzeira. We know that when it comes to Takanas Chazal, it has to be that it's mispashit in Rav Yisrael. If it's not mispashit in Rav Yisrael, and the gzeira does not take effect. For instance, like we know, that we mentioned before, that they tried to make a gzeira on Shemen Akum. And Klal Yisrael were not mekabel the gzeira, and therefore the gzeira became bottle. So says the Gemara, also inu gazev alei kiblu minayu. Shemen Hill originally made a gzeira on Yadayim, and Klal Yisrael were not mekabel the gzeira. Vasu Talmidayu Gazru v'kiblu minayu. And then the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel, the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel came along and they made a gzeira and they were makabalit. So just before we see the last piece of Gemara, let's just summarize, see a couple of Rashis and explain. So again, the Gemara's kasha was, how can you tell me that the gzeira that Stam Yodayim are shniyis and that they pasul truma is a gzeira of the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel? This is a gzeira of Shammai and Hillel, not Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Shammai and Hillel. And the Kitz of the Gemara is answering by saying that originally Shammai and Hillel made the gzeira, but Klal Yisrael were not mekabel the gzeira, and Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel made the gzeira, and it was part of the Yud Ches Dover. Just to go back to a couple of Rashi's. So Rashi said that Yosi, we said that Yosi and Yosi made a gzeira of Tuma al Eretz Ha'amim. So Rashi says, what does that mean? If you look at Rashi, it's about 10 lines in the bottom. Rashi says, al Eretz Ha'amim, mishum sofik kvaris shalahen. Meaning that there was a general concern in Chutz La'aretz that we don't know where the kvaris are. And therefore they said, Eretz Ha'amim ba'ifn klali is tamei. The nachim etame b'mago b'masa, uba oyal l'rabonon, u'lub shimanami d'arma ein metamen ba'oyal metamen him b'mago b'masa v'rekev. So the reason why they made a gzeiras tuma on Eretz Ha'amim is because they would bury their dead. They made a gzeira on klei zchuchis, on glass kelim, because it doesn't mention glass in the Torah. Those were the gzeiras of Yosi and Yosi. And we said that Shimon ben Shatach, what was his takana? He was misakin ksuba le'isha. It's also very interesting. Rashi says, what does this mean? Tikin ksuba, shiyehe kaysiv la kol nichsei achroyin l'ksuba. We know that the concept of a ksuba is really to give women the security in marriage. And it's fascinating to note that it's probably the earliest document which empowers women and gives them the security in marriage. We know that the basic reason why Chazal were misakin ksuba is shalite kala be'enav lahitzia. If a person would get angry and he would divorce his wife on the spur of the moment. So therefore they made it difficult. They created a financial disincentive. But there was a concern. It says originally the women didn't want to get married because they knew that they could be divorced easily. So there was the concept of ksuba. So originally originally what they said was that a husband needs to be miyachid 200 zuz worth so that his wife knows that in the event that the husband divorces her, she will get this amount of money. What was the concern? That a man would be miyachid something. He'd be miyachid the dining room table. And if he'd get angry, he'd say, take the dining room table, I want to divorce you. So Shimon ben Shatach made a takana that he shouldn't be miyached a particular item, but all of his property, ba'ifin klali, is achroi for the ksuba. And this way, again, it's a bigger disincentive for him to divorce his wife when he knows that all of his nechasim is achroi. That's what Rashi says. Tikin ksuba, if you look at Rashi, shiye kesev lakol nechasai, originally, he used to designate something. He would say, take your ksuba and go. And so on. Fine. We'll just finish that with see the last piece of Gemara. So at this stage, we're saying that, yes, the gzera of Yodayim is from the Yud Ches Davar. It was something which was done by the Talmidim of Shammai, by the Talmidim of Hillel, the Shammai Beis Hillel, and Shammai and Hillel tried originally, it didn't take effect, and it was left to Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. In fact, the Gemara, Vatati, Vatati, Shlema Gazar. In fact, the Gemara, Tasha, Shlema Melech was the one who made the Gzera, the Amar B'Yudah Mashmo, B'Shah Shetikin Shlema Erevin. The Mashal says the correct gears is not Netilas Yodayim, but Yodayim. And we'll see why in a minute. B'shah Shetikin Shlema Erevin V'Yodayim Yotzes Abaskol V'Amra B'niim Chachami Be'ach Yismach Libi Gamoni Chacham B'ni V'Samach Libi V'Shiva Churfi Dovar. So at the time when Shlema was Misak and these two Takanas of Erevin and Yodayim, Abaskol came out and said, my son displays such chachma in these two gezeiros. So, kaponim, we see that the gezeira of Yodayim to be gezer, tuma on Yodayim, is not from the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, but rather it is takanas shleimai. So, and for the Gemara says, osa shleimai gozel kodshim. Originally, what happened is that Shleimai made a gezeira for kodshim. V'asu inu v'gazer af l'truma, and then Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, they made a gzeira even for truma. What about nowadays? And nowadays it extended even further to chulin. I mean, when we wash our hands for bread, we're doing this because as a srach truma. So Shlomo HaMelech originally made a gzeira that if a person comes in contact with kodshim, they need to be matbil their hands in a mikvah. Very important, I just mentioned quickly the Mashah. The Mashah says over here, like this. The Mashah says, he says like this. Again, we mentioned before in the Gemara, B'Shah Shetikin Shleimei Erevin V'Netilas Yodayim, says the Mashah, and he brings the Gemara in Erevin, Leigar sinin netila ella erevin v'yodayim. Says the Masha, it is a correct girsa lemaidemasik shleimei gazel lekodshim, because the Gemara by us is telling us that shleimei's gzera was for kodshim. V'leisagi benetilas yodayim lekodshim. Ella tefila k'desnan beperik ein darshim. Netilas Netilin liyadayim lechulin ula meiser ula truma, but for kodshim you need to be matzbil liyadayim. So it comes out that Shlomo's gezera was to do tevilas yadayim for kodshim, and then the Yud Ches Davar of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is to do netilas yadayim for truma, and then I'm not sure exactly when, but subsequently. It continued that even when it comes to washing for bread, which bread and the tua was customarily given for truma as a srach truma in order to habituate the kahanim to eat their truma in a state of tahara, all of us need to wash our hands even when it comes to chulin. So bekitzer, it comes out Takana Shlema was for Kodshim, Tzvilas Yadayim for Kodshim, Shammai and Hillel tried to make a Gzeira for Truma, and the Gzeira did not take effect. The Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel, the Beis Shammai, the Beis Hillel, and the Yud Ches Davar made a Gzeira for Truma, and then eventually it spread and it continued even when it comes to Chulin. maybe I'll just leave off with a Shemi Shmuel. There's a Shemi Shmuel which in a few places he quotes from his father, the Avnei Nezer. I just found one of the Shemi Shmuels here. But the Avnei Nezer explains what is the pshat in these two gzeiras of Shlomo HaMelech, that he made the atakana about Erevin and Yodayim. We know that the Gemara over here quotes the psukim that Shlomo HaMelech displayed great chachma. So the Shemi Shmuel says like this. He quotes from his father and says like this: Ki Shlomo shal es hachachma lases mishpat. Shlomo asked for chachma. He asked for wisdom, and he wanted to have wisdom in order to govern his malchus, his kingdom. Ki lahakir bein ister veheter shezemitzad hakadusha vezemitzad acher einena kolkach revusa. It's not such a big deal to be able to differentiate between something which is osir and mutter, tamei and tahar, and so on. That's not such a big deal. K'moy lahakir b'momein imu shayich lezeh oy lezeh, sheshnehem yehudim, sherechush shnehem ba mitzad hakedusha. One belongs to Reuven and one belongs to Shimon. Ela imu shayich lezeh oy lezeh. But I need to be able to differentiate and to distinguish between Reuven's money and Shimon's money. That already is something which requires chachma. Shemamayne shel adam yeishle shayachus elav. We know that a person's money is connected to him. To Amram Zal, like the Gemara says in Beitza, habeim avakelim keragli habaylim. Zoyi revusa v'tzrichem lezeh chachma yiseira. One requires tremendous wisdom to be able to differentiate. The more similar the things are, the more wisdom you need. Uka Amram Zal, b'dini mominis, she'ein lecha miktsaya batera yoyser mihem. And that's why there's no kula and chumra by momen, because if you're makel for him, you're machmer for him, and so on. Says the Shemi Shmuel, says the Avnei Nezer, v'ze atzmayihu inyan erevin, Shereshus hayachid hi mitzad hakedusha, Reshus harabim hi makam hachitzaynim. V'shleim haMelech alav haShalom b'chachmasei ra sheyesh lases hefresh bein reshusei shelzeh l'reshusei shelzeh af sheshneihem mitzad hakedusha. So both of them are mitzad kedusha, but nevertheless, this is your reshus and this is my reshus. And even amongst the two Rishuyos, there is Mokim for a Tikkun. The Chayin, when it comes to Yodayim, Lasis Havdalu the Hefresh, the Achilas HaAdam, Afsha Eichel Dvar Heter, La Yimshech Achrov, the Yemuvdol Mimenu, Shalze Moire Inyan Nitilas Yodayim. So he leaves us a little bit in the dark. It needs a little bit more of an explanation, but he's merames a little bit about Yodayim also, that it's also an area of great chachma. The person is tahar be'etzem, you're tahar. Nevertheless, within part of your body, which be'etzem is tahar, I'm going to look and treat and classify a particular section within your body which is tahar, and I'm going to give it a slightly different din because now you're having something which is of a different caliber and a different level and so on. Al karchach yotze baskel b'ni im chacham libecha, says the Avnei Nezer, chacham daika. Shezeh nechnes begedah chachma, kemelaseis mishpat shetzarech lezeh chachma yisera ad kan dvarav. So brings the Shemi Shmuel, the Shemi's father. Okay, we'll call it here. Maybe Matzei Shabbos, maybe 9:30, something like that. I'll send a message, but tentatively we'll call it for 9:30.
Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos. Okay. We hope you feel well. We appreciate this.
Amen, amen. Wishing everyone a good Shabbos.
Thank you very much.